please welcome Rocky Ross.
Our airplane touched down at the Grantley Adams International Airport in Barbados. I was 25 years old, and my girlfriend Leanne and I were traveling island hopping through the Caribbean. We'd been to Puerto Rico, Aruba, Curaçao, and now the beautiful island of Barbados. And we were, like I said, 25 years old, tall and tan and young and lovely and ready to party. Barbados is a beautiful island, and back in the day, you could land at an airport before Airbnb, and you would go to the visitor desk, and local families that had converted a room or a garage and were renting it out to visitors would have their names there. And we were super lucky because Miss Henry's house was available. We were on a budget. We couldn't stay at any of the fancy hotels, and Miss Henry's house was just perfect. And that's what the reception guy recommended. So Miss Henry lived in Holtown, which is on the west side of the island. And Holtown is where all the beach action is and the parties and the nice cabanas and the clubs. But Miss Henry lived a few little ways away from the main street. And in Barbados back in the day, any distance from the main street automatically became rather rural, with sugar cane planted, tall stalks and yam crops, and many of the houses had vegetable gardens between them. And so Leanne and I took a bus, a public bus, to Miss Henry's house. And the Bajan people, the people of Barbados are called Bajans, they're very, very gracious and friendly, and Miss Henry welcomed us with open arms, and her little converted garage was just perfect. It had air conditioning, two twin beds, each with a mosquito net, a little hot plate, and nice little curtains, very clean, and Miss Henry was super gracious, and we drank Bajan rum with her and had dinner, and we were thrilled. It was a beautiful evening in Barbados. It's just so verdant with flora and fauna. And I had heard crickets and cicadas before, but in LA, maybe one or two urban ones. And they didn't, have the same music that the ones in Barbados did. That first night, it was just like an insect orchestra. And the next morning at breakfast, I asked Miss Henry, and she was very thrilled to talk about her beautiful island. She happened to know a lot about entomology. And she told me that the crickets on Barbados and throughout the tropics, they make a very loud song when they're trying to attract a female, and then a softer courting song when the female is near. And their songs take center stage at different times of the day, depending on their species and the heat of the day. So that night, I went to sleep listening to it, and behind Miss Henry's home, there was a woodlot. And these insects must have been having a convention there, because it was super intense, like a salt shaker kind of sound, nonstop, with a high trill of a cricket kind of punctuating it. And during the day, it was different. In the morning, you would hear a kind of crescendoing buzz, and then at the heat of the day, a kind of piercing whine, and then in the afternoon, it would be kind of a raspy buzz from the top of the trees, and then the dusk singing cicadas would take over with a kind of melodic pulsing drone. But the woodlot behind Miss Henry's house was louder than anything, and it would get louder at night, and there would be this piercing sound of the crickets. And after a while, I love natural sound. I go crazy if there's a dripping faucet where I can hear the interval between the drips, but natural sound I adore. And after a while, it kind of became like white noise. I didn't hear it very much. So Leanne and I are having a good time during the day, and we're snorkeling and swimming, but we couldn't go to any of the nightclubs. We couldn't afford it, so we would stay home. But by the third night, we were getting a little restless, and we decided to walk into town in a direction that we hadn't gone before. We were going through these fields of sugarcane on dirt paths, just going, heading towards town, we thought. And then all of a sudden, we hear that hollow, cheerful sound of steel pan drums, a calypso. And we start to follow that sound. And it opens, you get through the sugarcane, it opens onto a small, open air, high walled arena nightclub. And you could see the sparkly lights over the walls. You could hear the calypso music. And we walked past the entrance, and we smiled. And Bajan people are super friendly. And they said, come on in, which we didn't have to pay. So we go in, and it's beautiful white tablecloths, and everybody's dancing. And I was a really good dancer back in those days, and so I was ready to get my dance on. And we sat down, and I spied a very handsome man, the best dancer in the place. And I had my eye on him for a while, and then I lost sight of him. I was talking to my friend, and then I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and it was that handsome man. And he introduced himself to me. His name was Damare. And we started dancing partner style calypso, and it was chemistry. It was fabulous. We danced all night. He had a friend who entertained my friend. And we had such a good time. We made a plan to meet to go dancing at another place the next night. We would come to one of the resorts where he worked and meet him at the employee entrance when he got off his shift at 9 o'clock at night. That was the plan. They drove us home. Everything was cool. We were looking forward to the next day. And the next morning, Leanne woke up not feeling too well. And by that afternoon, she was running a fever. So I believe strongly in the buddy system when you're traveling. And I didn't want to leave her alone. And I knew we couldn't do the dance thing that night. But this is before cell phones. I had no way to get word to Damare that we couldn't come except to go to the hotel and find a coworker to tell him. And I didn't want to just not show. I didn't want him to think that these two ladies from America would just stand them up. So it was really important to do the right thing. So I made some tea for Leanne, and she was comfortable. And I set out. The sun was low in the sky, and I started making my way through the sugarcane and all the way into town. I knew where he worked. I went to the employee entrance, found a co-worker. They went and got him. He was very understanding. I explained that we couldn't make it. Let's do it another night. My girlfriend is sick, and he said, cool. He couldn't give me a ride home because he was still working. I said, no worries. I got this, and I started to walk home, but now it was very dark. And unlike Hansel and Gretel, I had not left any stones or crumbs or anything. There were no street signs. There were no lights. There were no markers. It was just sugarcane fields. And I started walking, and every path I went down did not lead to Miss Henry's house. And I felt like I was going in circles, and it was a long time with no moonlight, nothing, and I was just beginning to panic. I was never afraid of harm from a Bajan person, but I was just thinking, how long am I going to be out here? And I was wearing sandals, getting scratched up, and the mosquitoes were having a field day on me. And I was feeling really, really desperate. I could not find Miss Henry's house in that inky black night. And I just put my head in my hands and I was just about to start to cry when I heard it. It's music to my ears. It was the sound of that salt shaker drone coming from the woodlot behind Miss Henry's home. It was uniquely distinguishable because of that little horny cricket doing that little trill for the female. And there were sounds all around, but the woodlot was unique. And I made my way through the dark towards that sound. And as I got closer, I saw some of the night guardians fluttering and clustering around the light that Leanne, in her wisdom, had gotten up from her sickbed to turn on for me. And I knew it, I was back at Miss Henry's house. I came in, and she was asleep. She had turned off the air conditioner, but the room was still cool. I opened the window, and I got under that mosquito net. A shower could wait. I just wanted to enjoy the sound of that standout symphony that had sung me home.